thought you were going to comfort.
Yeah, that was a little brisk. But that wasn't quite Mugs County.
All right.
Are we ready?
Okay, we are ready.
Everyone ready?
Cell phones off?
Yeah.
Everybody's cell phones off?
Are they off or just on silent?
Actually, I think mine's on silent. I'll turn it off.
Mine's on vibrate.
Oh, good. So if Blair's eyes start to roll around in the back of his head, we'll know why.
Mine's on, but the ringtone's in the key of G. So it's
perfect.
That works. You'd be like, what's that background harmonic going on? Yeah. I gotta get one of those instruments. All right.
La, 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 la. Ready?
Yes.
Everybody ready? Yep. It's Saturday night at the Tractor Tavern, right?
Saturday night.
That's what I have here. Okay, that's good. All right. Well, my guests today are longtime friends of the Mountain. Their fourth CD, Let It Ride, has been out since March, and they've got a show this Saturday night at the Tractor Tavern in Ballard. The Ian McFerrin Band, welcome back to the Mountain Music Lounge.
Hello, Mr. Fisher.
Welcome. Let's find out who you have with you here. You've got the whole band, really.
Yeah, so we got Mark Bateman, who's been with us for a long time on drums.
Yes.
Todd Vincelis on the bass. Mm-hmm. Elisa Milner on the fiddle, and Dan Tyack is sitting in on the dobro guitar.
Dan's been doing a lot of sitting in with you guys, though, hasn't he?
Yeah, actually, in this summer, he's going to be doing some more shows with us, so definitely around Seattle, he's going to be playing a bunch of gigs with us, too. So he's going to be with us this Saturday at the Tractor, and he's going to be playing three or four shows this summer, definitely, so around town. So
good. Well, we want to find out. We did a thing with you a couple of months ago at the Alexis Hotel with a bunch of listeners on a Sunday morning. That was real sweet.
Yeah.
Something we didn't broadcast. We just did it in the place. And we got pretty well caught up then. But for the benefit of people who are listening, we want to get caught up with you and find out what's going on this summer. But let's hear a song first, okay?
All right.
All right. The Ian McFerrin Band in the Mountain Music Lounge.
Slow down, burning heart. Tell her what you're thinking. Got a mind to play you for a fool, but there's comfort in the battle, and there's comfort in your friend. Just a little girl, learn how to forget. Be still, rolling tongue, think of what you're saying. You're too quick to confess to those you love. But there's comfort in the battle, and there's comfort in your friend. She's just a little girl who had to learn to live. Cause you're wearing down your shoes again on a silent stretch of road. Did you think that you would find her dressed in ribbons and in bows? Oh, I'll tell you for the last time what I said for all these years. Give up on your loving, son. Give up on your tears. Give up on your loving, son. Give up on your tears. up on your team.
All right, very nice. 103.7 The Mountain. Ian McFerrin and the band are live in the Mountain Music Lounge. There's a song from Let It Ride, their most recent CD. So what's up this summer? You have this gig on Saturday night at the Tractor Tavern in Ballard.
Yep.
Got a couple other gigs sort of around, right?
Yeah, we got a bunch of stuff that's gonna be coming together. The main one, I think in addition to the Tractor, it looks like we're going to... I don't know if it's totally locked up, but it looks like we're going to do Bumbershoot this year as well. So that'll be good. But then, in addition to that, I've been doing a lot of research into alternative energy.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, not only the expense of gas, but also kind of the ethics and the environmental factors associated with fossil fuels these days. I've been kind of feeling a little bit odd about going around playing these songs when we have some political tunes and things, and then you're pumping all the dough from the gig right down into the gas tank, and it's going into some some interesting folks' pockets. So anyway,
some fat cat oil executive's pocket in the military industrial complex. I know where you're coming from here, Ian. Say it.
Hey, you said it, not me. So actually, there's a company in town here called Frybread. It's kind of like hybrid, but you know.
Ah, right.
Like fried food.
Right.
And they sell these parallel fuel systems that you can run diesel engines on waste vegetable oil that you get from restaurants.
Okay.
And it sounds totally insane, but I actually talked to a guy in Providence, Rhode Island, who drove from Providence to southern Florida and back and spent $39 on diesel fuel.
Wow.
And made the whole trip. So looking at buying a Crown school bus from a guy in Fresno that I... You know, it's funny. It's like you connect into this, like, the alternative fuel industry or, you know, the folks who own these buses, and they're totally kooky folks, but they're really, like, a lot of good people, and they're into helping you out and stuff. So
you're going to get a real full-size, like, yellow school bus?
Yeah, actually, the Crowns, they kind of look like if a VW bus was 35 feet long.
Okay.
They're, like, got the round headlights. They're really cute-looking buses, you know?
And then, I mean... You're going to use this on the road to sleep in and stuff, right?
Yeah, actually, we're working on booking we got an opportunity to go down and maybe play some shows in Texas. There's a booker and promoter down there,
mm-hmm,
who said that if we could get down there, then he could hook us up with some shows. So we've been doing this 2-week trip down the California coast, and so now I'm just looking at how to connect that through the Southwest and then back up home to Colorado, Utah. And once you start doing, you know, 6,500 miles or so, I think at that point, you know, what we'd like to do is just start, you know, going through the country, and that's kind of the only way around fuel costs that I've found, and it seems to wrap up a lot of issues. It'll be definitely interesting, and every trip will be an adventure. But
now, is the rest of the band cool with riding around in a school bus together? Elise, are you okay with this?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. You gonna have some like privacy and stuff on this thing? I mean,
yeah, you know, the thing is the main thing is trying to get the fuel conversion lined up first, and then we might be roughing it for a while while we save up to convert the rest of the bus. But actually, we just put two live performances for auction on eBay. If you search for Ian McFerrin on eBay, we're auctioning off a couple performances this summer to try to help raise money for it, and we've been saving since October all the money that comes in.
Okay,
so It's been a plan in the back of my mind for a couple of years, but I just finally, you know, we started getting opportunities that we couldn't take up under the current conditions. You know, paying as you know $3.50 a gallon for gas.
Sure.
I mean,
that's pricey.
Yeah, definitely, especially if you're driving as much as we are all the time. So, it was either you know find some rich person with big pockets to bankroll us, or figure out a totally crazy, insane way to do it ourselves. And so, I tend to opt for insanity whenever possible. So.
Good. That's a good policy. Sure. That's good. Well, do you have to do the work on this thing yourself? I mean, you have to, like, take the seats out and build, like, beds and stuff? I mean,
yeah, I'm planning on doing it myself.
Do you know what you're doing, Ian?
Well, I've been working on my own cars for, you know, since I've had cars, you know. I mean, I grew up in a big family, and so, you know, my dad was always working on houses and cars. And I have some resources, you know, mostly... You know, I mean, I'm starting to sound like one of these weird guys, mostly internet research, you know.
Okay, right.
But, you know, my plan is to do it myself, try to save us some money.
All right. Well, so, next time you come by, maybe you'll be driving the big bus.
I'm hoping by September. Yeah, it'll be wild, man.
With the smell of French fry oil blasting out the back of it.
Yeah, I'd like to get it done by September, and then we're planning on a big fall show in Seattle, September. So maybe do a meet and greet, and anybody who contributed or, you know, we're coming up with some more fundraising ideas, but we could have them come on and take a look at
the life of a rock star.
It's going to be rock and rolling, man.
Okay. Ian McFerrin and the band are here in the Mountain Music Lounge now. You know, Let It Ride is your fourth album since, like, 2003.
Yeah.
Which, by most band standards, that's pretty prolific.
Well, we're kind of restless, you know. Todd's always joking that he's ADD, you know, so we like to keep mixing new songs, and I love writing tunes. That's my favorite thing in the world to do, you know. It's like, there's nothing better than a fresh tune that you just wrote. We have a lot more to come. It's just, you know, for us, it's making decisions on what we can afford to do, and right now we're focusing on investing some money in touring, but I think we might be able to squeeze another album in this year also.
Really?
We're ambitious.
Jeez.
I'm adding up the cost of everything, but I'm thinking that maybe this fall we might be able to do. I got an album project lined up that I'd like to get going on, so.
Okay. That's a very prolific band there.
Yeah, well, you know, if people come out to the tractor, maybe we'll sneak a couple new ones in there.
Okay.
This Saturday.
All right. The Ian McFerrin Band is here. You want to do another song?
Absolutely.
What are you going to do here?
This is another song from Let It Ride. It's called Pretty Girls Shoot Me Down.
All right. Ian McFerrin in the Mountain Music Lounge.
'Cause your mouth, 'cause I'm getting tired of listening. And could we quit pretending this is indecision? You know you only move your tongue these days when you wanna shoot me down. They want some time for leisure to go chasing little boys. Such a sweet little teaser. But don't you think you're so pretty, little girl? And don't you feel so fat? Trying to drop you in line. Or could you lean in close? I wanna tell you something. See if it's just a joke. This joke amounts to nothing. But if that's the way that you feel, a sweet girl, on your way out. Well, take your time for leisure. Go on and get your little boy. It's just a cheap little teaser. But don't you think you're so pretty, little girl? And don't you feel so fine when you got every little boy, every little boy, trying to drive you mad? Why you wanna shoot me down? Why you wanna shoot me down?
Very nice. Ian McFerrin and the band live in the Mountain Music Lounge. Another song from Let It Ride, their current CD. You guys are at the Tractor Tavern Saturday night in Ballard.
That's it.
And again, people can go to eBay and search for Ian McFerrin.
Yeah, if they want to bid on having us come to their house, and we'll bring the full PA set up and we'll jam out in their backyard. They can invite their friends, you know.
Really?
Encouraging people to, you know, get their friends together, you know, and share the cost if they want to do it and be supportive of our project to get off fossil fuels.
Excellent. Very good. Well, good luck with that.
All right, man.
All right. Thanks.
Always good to see you, John.
Thanks for stopping by. Ian McFerrin and the band, 103.7 The Mountain.